15.
Last time I spoke on a Wednesday night, we sought to begin to answer this question: who are you trying to please? To please someone means to act to the pleasure or satisfaction of that person. We ask ourselves, anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. But the first question was, should you please yourself? Pierce Brosnan, known better as James Bond, Agent 007, he said this about who you should please. He said, "You can get totally messed up trying to please everyone with what you do, but ultimately, you have to please yourself." We hear a lot of voices in our world today, and a lot of what is said in certain contexts seems to make a lot of sense. Should you seek to please yourself? This doesn't want to please me, I can tell you that right now. You're going to have to click it for me, Sarah. I'm sorry. No. No. We saw last time that Romans 15 and verse 1, where you are in your Bible, you can look at it again with me. "We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves." Verse 3 of this passage says, "For even Christ did not please himself." The next question we asked was, should you please people? And we saw a two-part answer to that, or we began to see a two-part answer. The first part of the answer was yes, if it's rather than pleasing yourself. Romans 15:2, right where we are, "Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification." And we see that we should please others, but we should please them for their good, to edify them if they are believers. And in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 32 and 33, we see that Paul sought to please everyone, all men, in all things, "not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved." Okay. So, we should please others rather than ourselves, but the next question would be, should we please people rather than God? What do you think the answer to that is? Well, let's look and see. No. Maybe the battery may be dead. Yeah. Sarah does a good job, so she... No. And that's where we left off last time. That was a pretty obvious answer. Well, the next question is probably even more obvious because of that. Let's go to the next question, and that's, should you seek to please God? So we've seen that biblically, we don't have a right to seek to please ourselves. We find that biblically, we should seek to please others rather than ourselves for their edification, if they're believers, for their evangelization, if they are not believers. Should you seek to please God? The answer, of course, is yes. In fact, we are responsible to please God. Here you see 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 in verse 1. Paul says, "Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God." In other words, every believer in the Lord Jesus has a responsibility before God to seek to please Him, to seek to bring pleasure to Him, to seek to satisfy Him. I think most of us consider ourselves responsible people, responsible citizens, responsible parents, grandparents, students, employees. And when we come to this area of who it is that we're pleasing, we find that we have a responsibility. And we don't want to be irresponsible. We want to please God. We want to please God ahead of people. because we are slaves of Christ. Galatians 1:10, we mentioned this verse last week. When we put this up against Romans 15, initially we begin to think, what's the deal here? We see that we're to please others, but then we find here that we're not to please men. Paul said, "For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men?" Of course, Paul has already said in Romans that yes, we should please others for their edification, for their evangelization, rather than ourselves, but we should never please others rather than pleasing the Lord Jesus. Why? Because if we are pleasing people rather than God, we are not the slaves of God. We're not the slaves of the Lord Jesus. In essence, we are putting ourselves under the servitude of others. We're saying, I want to please you more than I want to please God. Look at another verse that has to do with this. In fact, you might want to turn to it in your Bible so we can see the context a little better. In Ephesians 6, he's actually speaking here to slaves, bondservants in the New King James, literally slaves, bound, obligated to serve a master. And here he says, bondservants, be obedient to those who are masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in sincerity of heart as to Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Now here Paul was speaking to those who were literally slaves of human beings. They were bond servants. They were in servitude. They had a responsibility, humanly speaking, to serve this master. But he's saying, even in that setting, your ultimate goal and purpose is not to please that master on earth, but ultimately to please that master in heaven. And as you please your master in heaven, you will be pleasing, in most cases, as we see in 1 Peter, to your masters on earth. And if not, if it requires suffering, then we're willing to go through that, hopefully, for Christ. We might ask ourselves, is what I'm considering doing? And we make choices every day, and we know that. We make big choices. We also make small choices, which, of course, add up to big things. Is what I'm considering doing going to please people but not please God? You know, some of us are more people pleasers than others. Some of us really are sensitive about making sure other people like us and are pleased by us. Others would rather aggravate somebody than please them. I mean, that's what would be most pleasing. And most would be somewhere in between those two extremes. But as we think about seeking to please others, even in a biblical sense, we need to ask ourselves, is this going to please the person but not in essence please God? What is my focus regarding who's going to be pleased, who's going to be satisfied with this decision, with this action? We need to be careful never to miss that higher calling, the highest calling, pleasing our Heavenly Master, pleasing God. Okay, well, since I am responsible to please God, since I must please Him, definitely above pleasing myself, I'm not to seek to please myself. I'm to seek to please others if it will benefit them. But even beyond that, above that, I should never seek to please a person above pleasing God. That should be my ultimate goal. But we find that it's impossible to please God. It's impossible to please God. I got that right out of the Bible. But I got to finish the verses, right? Okay. All right. First of all, it's impossible to please God apart from the Holy Spirit of God. In Romans chapter 8, in verse 8, we read, "So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God." Before you were saved, and if you're here tonight and you've never been saved, before you were saved, apart from salvation, there is no way to please God. The person who tries with all their hearts to do everything that they believe God wants them to do in the Bible, and they try to be the best follower of Christ that they can possibly be, if they've never been born again, there's no way to please God. Because we know that all of our righteous deeds are as filthy rags before God. We're not going to please Him with that. We're only going to please Him by His Spirit. And we read in Romans 8 and verse 9 that the Spirit of Christ dwells in every believer. If we don't have the Spirit of Christ, we don't belong to Christ. We cannot please God by our flesh. We cannot please God by trying really hard in our own willpower to please God, to satisfy Him. No, it must be a work of the Spirit in us. In order to please God, I must walk in the Spirit. I must be led by the Spirit. I must be filled with the Spirit. I must be living by the Spirit, being strengthened through the Spirit, living my life according to the direction of the Spirit of God. How careful we must be not to forget that it's the Spirit of God who works in us. How careful we must be never to neglect the Spirit of God by trying to do the work of God to please God in our own flesh. May we be careful never to quench the Spirit of God, because it's impossible to please God apart from the Spirit of God, and it's also impossible to please God apart from faith in God. Hebrews 11:6 makes that very clear. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. We can't please God by the flesh apart from the Spirit. We cannot please God through our own human works, but rather only through faith in Him. What is faith? It's a response to what God says. God says something, I hear something, and I either believe that and act on it, or I don't believe it. I doubt it. I question it. We can't please God when we neglect His Word or forget His Word or ignore His Word. We've got to receive the Word of God with meekness, as James says. The engrafted Word. We've got to embrace the Word of God in order to please God. Well, how can we please God? We please God by doing the things that please Him. John chapter 8 and verse 29, the Lord Jesus Himself, our example and model, says, "The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please Him." There are things that please God. There are things that don't please God. So for us, it's making a determination as the child of God, as a believer, and we desire to please God. And we see that John writes about that in his first epistle, about keeping His commandments and doing what? Those things that are pleasing in His sight. What is it that pleases God? Well, there are many things. Some of the things that please Him, I'm going to go through some very quickly here. First of all, sacrifice to God. Sacrifice to God pleases God. Romans 12:1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God." That word acceptable is the same word in the Greek, pleasing. We could read it like that. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. So God is pleased when we offer ourselves to Him as a sacrifice. Lord, You take me. You do with me as You please. You know, that's only possible by the Spirit of God. That's only possible when we believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Only then are we going to offer our bodies living sacrifices to God. What else pleases God? What's another thing that pleases Him? It's service to Christ. Romans chapter 14. We read there that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable or pleasing to God and approved by men. Our focus here is on that part, acceptable to God, pleasing to God. When I serve the Lord Jesus Christ, when I not only give myself to Him and say, Lord, take my body, this is yours, but when I put in that into practice and service to Christ, I may be serving another person, but again, ultimately, I'm seeking not to please that person, but to go beyond that and to please the Lord Jesus, to serve Christ. Another thing which pleases Him is submission to authority. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20, we see that, an example of that. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Children can please the Lord through obeying their parents. The same thing is true. Any authority that God has set up, the governmental authority, authority in the local church, authority in the family, when there is obedience, when there is willing submission to authority, and just as the wife is told to submit to her husband as unto the Lord, so all of our submission is to be ultimately to God. We are submitting to the authority that He has placed over us, and we are seeking to please that one who's in authority above us, but not for their own benefit ultimately, but for God's benefit, to please Him. A fourth thing that pleases God is stewardship. Stewardship with the gospel, 1 Thessalonians 2:4. But as we, Paul speaks of himself and his missionary team, his co-laborers, but as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. Now, Paul and his co-laborers, they have been entrusted with the gospel. Guess what? You and your co-laborers have been entrusted with the gospel. Not in the first century, but in the 21st century. And as a steward, as a manager, as one who has a trust, and our trust being the gospel, that wonderful treasure in these jars of clay, these earthen vessels, we speak. Can we say this of ourselves? As ones entrusted with the gospel, that we speak, not as pleasing men. Now again, we want to seek to evangelize. We want to seek to please everyone. Paul said, I please all men in all things that I might win some for Christ. But if that meant not pleasing God, you can be sure he wasn't going to do it. Someone might say, well, if only you would do this and compromise here and let down your standard there, you would please these people and they would listen to the gospel. Well, we must please God because He's the one that's testing not only our actions but even our hearts. And then finally, another thing that we'll look at tonight as we close, separation from worldly entanglements. 2 Timothy 2:4, as Bunny was sharing about Daquan, a soldier in the U.S. Army, I was thinking about this verse. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. What's the obvious illustration that Paul is making there? We're soldiers. Who has called us? It's our general. It's the Lord Jesus. He is our master. He is our commander in chief. And we are careful, or we should be careful, to separate ourselves from those things of the world that would entangle us, that would keep us from pleasing Him, because ultimately that's what we desire to do. We desire to please Him, to make pleasing God our goal. Well, look at this verse in 2 Corinthians 5 as we close tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in verse 9. And Paul, as he thinks about standing before the Lord Jesus at the judgment seat of Christ, he says, therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, whether present in the body or absent from the body, whether alive or dead, to be well-pleasing to Him. He said, here's my goal. And we know that Paul had a number of goals. Here's one of his goals. I want to please Him. I want to please the Lord Jesus. You probably like to eat at Chick-fil-A occasionally, Monday through Saturday. Like to eat at Chick-fil-A. We're so proud of them for closing on Sunday until we're traveling. We're going down the highway. Man, I want to eat Chick-fil-A. Oh, man, it's Sunday. I can't eat Chick-fil-A today. You know, I'm always struck when I go in there and they give me my food and I thank them. You know, thank you. My pleasure. You know, they always say that. My pleasure. My pleasure. And I thought about, what are they saying? They're saying, it pleases me to please you. It pleases me to serve you. So it's interesting as we look at this thing full circle and we see that we're not to please ourselves, Romans 15. We're to seek to put others ahead of ourselves and please them rather than ourselves. But we're never to seek to please other people rather than pleasing God. Ultimately, we're pleasing Him, we're serving Him. But can't we say it's our pleasure? It satisfies us to please Him. That's our desire. That's our aim. I'm going to close in prayer, and as I do, I'm going to pray for you from Colossians chapter 1. And as I pray that, I want you to listen to everything, but particularly the thought of pleasing. So let's pray. Father, tonight, we thank You for the privilege of prayer that we've been able to enjoy. And Father, it's my privilege right now to pray for these ones gathered in this room tonight in the way that Paul prayed for the believers in Colossae 2 millennia ago. And Father, I pray for them and I ask that they would be filled with the knowledge of Your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Lord, I pray that each one of them that knows Your Son personally may walk worthy of You, fully pleasing You, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of You. Father, I pray that they will be strengthened with all might according to Your glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy, that we would give thanks to You who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Father, thank You for the reminders of who we should be pleasing. Father, we confess our flesh wants us to please me. The world wants us to please them. The devil wants us to please him. But Father, we come to You tonight, and our aim, our goal is to please You, to please Your Son. Remind us of that. We know it must be by the Spirit of God. We know it must be by the Word of God. Help us to seek and aim to please You in every decision we make, every word we speak. We thank You in the name of the Lord Jesus who makes it all possible. Amen. Amen. May the Lord encourage you as you seek to please Him.